A video went viral of a woman holding her baby outside of a gorilla enclosure. A mama gorilla sat on the other side of the glass, fascinated by the baby. She was touching the glass and looking at the human baby with awe and curiosity. She too had a baby and showed the woman her baby. A primate and human being bonding over the shared experience of motherhood. Years ago at the Columbus Zoo, a female gorilla who had been born and raised in captivity had a baby. She didn't know how to breastfeed because she'd never seen it happen before. The baby gorilla sadly died. When she got pregnant again, the zoo director contacted a group of breastfeeding women and asked for volunteers to breastfeed their babies at the zoo in front of the gorilla enclosure to show the gorilla how to feed her baby. She watched with curiosity. When the baby gorilla was born, the mom appeared to not know what to do, so the women came back and breastfed their babies again in front of the glass for the gorilla mama to observe. She started to copy the women, step by step, and successfully breastfed her baby. Breastfeeding is natural, but it doesn't always come easy and natural to everyone. Sometimes all it takes is a little help and encouragement, a shared connection and experience. I'm Jana Nickel, a multi-passionate registered dietitian, entrepreneur, and educator. For more than a decade, I've had the privilege of working with incredible dietetic interns. At the end of their internship, many interns are overwhelmed as they start studying for the RD exam. It wasn't so long ago I was studying for the exam, not knowing where to start and lacking confidence that I would pass. With my vast experience in dietetics, I created the RD Exam Made Easy podcast to help you feel confident and ready to pass the exam so you can start using that hard-earned RD credential and begin the career of your dreams. If you're an ambitious RD-to-be studying for the RD exam and excited to start changing lives, you're in the right place. Get ready for the RD Exam Made Easy podcast. Hey there, this episode is about lactation and human milk. As registered dietitians, you may end up working with pediatric patients, and there may be a question or two on the RD exam that relates to infant formula and human milk. This is one of my favorite topics, which is why I became a lactation consultant. I've seen many women struggle with breastfeeding their babies, and with a little love and encouragement and minor adjustments, the experience can become a beautiful one for both baby and mom. So let's go over a couple sample questions and discuss the answers. To start, which hormone is responsible for milk synthesis during lactation? Is it oxytocin, estrogen, prolactin, or progesterone? This question is all about hormones. So let's start by breaking down the role of these four hormones. It's hard to answer the question if you don't understand the potential answers. Oxytocin is the love hormone. Oxytocin causes the muscles to contract around the milk-producing cells, which pushes the milk through the mammary ducts. It essentially is responsible for milk letdown, which feels a lot like pins and needles in the breast during breastfeeding. Lactating women have been known to have a letdown when they hear a baby cry, even if it's not their baby. The culprit here is oxytocin. This response goes back to when there were wet nurses in villages who would breastfeed all the babies. It's a maternal response, but even more than that, it's a hormonal response. The next hormone is estrogen, which is responsible for developing the sex characteristics and is produced in the placenta. Both estrogen and progesterone are responsible for maintaining the menstrual cycle. Prolactin is the hormone that promotes milk production, which is also called milk synthesis. So this hormone helps stimulate milk production. And lastly, progesterone is essential for maintaining pregnancy and helps with developing milk-producing cells during pregnancy. So now that the role of each hormone has been discussed, let's get back to the question. What hormone is responsible for milk synthesis? The answer is prolactin. And here's a fun fact that helps reinforce what you just learned. Delivering a baby does not trigger milk production. It's actually the delivery of the placenta. Once the placenta is delivered, it causes a shift in hormones. Progesterone levels drop, prolactin levels increase, and then oxytocin levels stimulate milk to push through the ducts. If a new mom is struggling with milk production after delivery, the woman should be assessed to make sure the placenta was fully delivered and that there were no placenta fragments left inside the uterus. Any fragments of placenta left over can cause the progesterone levels to remain elevated, which will then interfere with the production of prolactin. So that's your quick lesson on hormones and breastfeeding. Now you know the main role of each hormone that's involved in lactation. If you get a question similar to this, since you now know the role of the different hormones, you'll be able to answer the question correctly. Remember, studying isn't just about memorizing, it's about understanding. If you approach studying like a toddler with their infinity but why questions, you'll have the knowledge you need to successfully answer the questions because you'll be able to draw on the knowledge that you have instead of just memorizing facts. Oftentimes when you memorize, you get asked a slight variation of a question you studied, which can trip you up. But if you have a good understanding and use your critical thinking skills, you'll nail those questions. Let's move on to another related topic that may show up on the exam. And if it does, I want to make sure you have the knowledge to get it right. If it's not on the exam, but you have an interest in working in pediatrics, then this is for you to soak up because you'll need to know this. What if you're asked to compare the difference between human milk and infant formula? When you work in pediatrics, this is something that comes up regularly, since these are the two main sources of nutrition for infants. Cow's milk is not recommended before 1 year of age, so that leaves human milk as the primary source of nutrition, and if human milk is not available, commercially prepared infant formula is the next best option. So what if you're asked to compare human milk to infant formula? And these are the possible answers. One, there's no difference in nutrition content between human milk and infant formula. Two, infant formula has the same amount of calories and antibodies as human milk. Three, infant formula is lower in protein, iron, and calories, and it has no antibodies. And four, infant formula lacks antibodies, but it contains more protein and iron. So let's break this down. Human milk is a living substance, so it cannot be replicated. Formula companies study human milk and do their best to produce something that's very similar to human milk, but it can't be exactly the same as breast milk because formula is produced commercially in a lab and breast milk is made fresh at home. And like I said, it's a living substance. One of the amazing qualities of breast milk is that it contains antibodies. These antibodies help fight bacteria and viruses. The mom has lived on the planet a lot longer than her newborn has. She's gotten sick and recovered, and each time producing antibodies to help fight off future infections. She's also likely been vaccinated against numerous diseases and has antibodies circulating to help her fight off these infections if they ever try to invade her body. These antibodies that are circulating in the mom can cross into human milk, which would then be passed on to her baby. This is also called passive immunity. Let me give you a really incredible example of this. I'll call the mom Alexis. Alexis gives birth to a baby named Jordan. Alexis has to go back to work after her maternity leave, so Jordan will be going to daycare. Alexis is worried that Jordan's going to get sick because he hasn't been able to receive all his vaccinations yet. She's also worried about all the bugs circulating in the daycare center. Jordan is exclusively breastfed, so Alexis will pump at work and send Jordan to daycare with bottles full of breast milk. This means Jordan will continue to get all the nutrition he needs, plus antibodies from his mom. If Alexis is really worried about the specific bugs in the daycare center, she could spend some time hanging out in Jordan's new environment at the daycare. By doing this, Alexis's body will detect and fight off any of the viruses and germs that Jordan may be exposed to, and her body will then produce antibodies to fight off these infections, which will then cross into the breast milk that Jordan will receive. Those antibodies will then help Jordan fight off the same viruses and germs if he too is exposed. I love this so much. The human body is so amazing. It makes this powerful, incredible substance that not only provides a baby with all the nutrition it needs for growth and development, but it also provides additional antibodies that are specific to that baby's environment. Pretty amazing. Now, in order to answer the question comparing human milk to formula, you need to compare the nutritional value of human milk and commercially prepared infant formula. Standard infant formula is 20 calories per ounce. This is also true for human milk. Infant formula was produced to mimic human milk as much as possible. It's important to know that the caloric density of human milk can vary depending on the time of day. It tends to be less calorically dense in the morning, but there's a higher volume of breast milk. As the day progresses, the quantity of milk can decrease, but the milk tends to be higher in calories. When you analyze human milk over a 24-hour period, it averages about 20 calories per ounce. So that's what we use when determining the calories provided from human milk. Human milk is lower in protein than infant formula. However, human milk protein is much more bioavailable, and it's easier to digest and absorb compared to infant formula. Even though it's not as high in protein, it doesn't mean that the baby doesn't get enough protein. In fact, if the baby is born at full term, the protein content in human milk is more than enough to promote growth and will also meet the DRIs for most healthy babies. In this question, we're not talking about babies that have health issues. I want you to pay close attention to that. The question didn't ask about a baby with a heart issue, for example. The question simply asked you to compare infant formula to human milk. So make sure you don't overthink the question. Answer the question that was asked. Getting too much in your head could cause you to answer the question incorrectly. So what about iron? Infant formula is higher in iron than human milk. Because of this, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that exclusively breastfed and partially breastfed infants receive iron supplementation until 6 months of age, which is when solid food is introduced. Going back to the potential answers to the question, which was to compare human milk and infant formula. Is the nutrient content the same between human milk and infant formula? No, it's not the same. It's the same calories per ounce, but infant formula has more protein and iron than human milk. The next option is infant formula similar to human milk in nutrient content and antibodies? Nope, that's not correct either. There's no antibodies found in infant formula, so that answer cannot be correct. Is infant formula lower in protein, iron, and calories and lacking antibodies compared to human milk? Well, no, not exactly. It's true that infant formula lacks antibodies, but infant formula is higher in protein and iron. Also, human milk and infant formula have around the same amount of calories, so that option isn't correct. Does infant formula lack antibodies but contain higher amounts of protein and iron? Yes, it sure does. You learned all about the amazing antibodies that's found in human milk that cannot be replicated in infant formula. Remember, human milk is a living substance. And this, my friend, is why human milk is often referred to as liquid gold, because it's amazing and cannot be found or made anywhere else. And to top it off, That mom's breast milk is made perfectly for her own baby. Pretty incredible. So let's do a review. Oxytocin is responsible for contracting the milk-producing cells and pushing milk through the ducts. Prolactin stimulates milk production. Estrogen is responsible for developing the sex characteristics, but doesn't play a direct role in lactation. And progesterone is produced in the placenta, and it helps with developing milk-producing cells during pregnancy. But progesterone actually interferes with milk production. Human milk is the preferred nutrition for infants. It's lower in protein and iron and has the same amount of calories as standard infant formula. But the protein is much more bioavailable in human milk. Infant formula is missing the incredible antibodies that are found in human milk that helps newborns and infants fight infection. And lastly, cow's milk is not recommended before 1 year of life. So there you have it. Before you go, if you haven't already downloaded your free copy of How to Create a Study Schedule that I created just for you to help you set a study schedule that works with your busy schedule and one that you can stick to, be sure to do so. The link to your freebie is waiting for you in the show notes below. If you need a refresher on lactation in human milk, come back to this episode anytime. Until next time, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Share this episode on Instagram at JanaNicoleRD and help spread the word to other RDs to be. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time on the RD Exam Made Easy podcast.